So I wanted to talk about our ASTO project, which is they provided us technical assistance to do our state health report, but I'm giving a little bit of background about New Hampshire because we're a little bit unique in terms of public health delivery systems. We do not have local public health for the most part in New Hampshire. We have 234 cities and towns, and each of those has a health officer who needs to be breathing in order to be the health officer. And also in five of our communities, we do have health departments. Two of those are fully functioning, and the rest are of various sizes. So in many cases, the state provides the services in terms of disease investigation, laboratory services, and similar roles. So most of our services in New Hampshire are delivered by non-governmental organizations. We now have what we call public health regions, 15 public health regions. We originally had, these have developed over time. We originally put these together for emergency preparedness purposes, but now we are looking to expand their scope for broader public health services. When we started regionalizing our public health services, we decided we wanted to expand beyond emergency preparedness, and so we developed this goal to have a performance-based health delivery system providing all 10 essential services. And at that time, we said that we wanted these based on national standards. This is before we had national standards through FAB, but now we have them, and so we feel fortunate in that as we build, we can build using state-of-the-art national standards. As we're going through this regionalization process, we've been conducting several assessments to help us figure out what our gaps and our capacity is in New Hampshire for public health. And so we're currently going through a financial analysis looking at all state, public, local, private funds by region for public health, so we know what we actually have out there in terms of public health dollars and for what purposes. We're also using the NACHO, National Association of County and City Health Officials, capacity assessment tool we've done in all 15 regions to look at what their public health capacity is and where the gaps are. And we also, because we don't have governmental-based public health, went to each region and said, what capacity do you have to oversee public health services in your region? And if we were to move to a different system in this region, could you link to county, could you link to municipal, or should you stay as a non-governmental based organization? And we had different answers in each region of the state to those questions. In 2005, we used the National Public Health Performance Standards assessment. We had about 110 people come and go through each of the 10 essential services, and from that we developed what we called our Public Health Improvement Action Plan. We had strategic priorities, we had work groups working on each of those strategic priorities, and we also, they're working under the auspices of a legislatively enacted Public Health Improvement Services Council. The purpose of the council is to monitor the implementation of existing public health improvement plans and to develop additional public health improvement plans. These are the strategic priorities we came up with in 2005. We set them out for 2006 to 2009. We're past that. We're still working on these. Five of these were essential public health services, as you can see. But number five was to develop a communication plan to convey the importance and value of public health, because one of the things that came out in each of our work groups is that people don't know what we do, and I see heads shaking, and so that's not news to you. So I just thought I'd share with you some of the things that we implemented as a result of doing the public health performance standards assessment and coming up with a plan. One of the things we heard when we talked about informing and educating the public was that even our public health partners don't know what one another does. So we developed a web page that lists, has an inventory of health promotion practices, starting with tobacco, alcohol, physical activity, and nutrition. So it's a survey that can be done online. It's not a searchable database at this point, but as we add to it, it can become one. So we created this website so that we could have an inventory and people could see what are their partners doing and in what locations. This is a great example. New Hampshire HealthWorks is a great example of the public health system working together as a result of doing the National Public Health Performance Standards. The University of New Hampshire has worked with the Department of Health and Human Services to have a web-based query system for public health data. So that was in the works before we did our public health performance standards, but we helped shape it once we got a work group together to look at monitoring health status. The communication campaign, what we decided the goal of that was to convey the importance and the value of public health. It wasn't to talk about any public health issues, but just so people would know what public health was. So we did a lot of research. At the same time that we were going through this, ASTO and other national partners were looking at the market research and what people know about public health. So we were able to use what they learned through their research and put together a campaign. We developed a tagline, New Hampshire Public Health, Improving Health, Preventing Disease, Decreasing Costs for All. And we've used some materials that we're in the process of evaluating. And just as an example, this is an example of one of the ads that we ran in Sunday papers. They're focused on our high priority public health issues, tobacco, alcohol, physical activity, and nutrition and injury prevention. And for each one, there's a message that talks about what the issue is, and then the cost. So for example, this one is about healthy active lifestyle, and then it says in the middle, the annual medical costs for obesity in New Hampshire are estimated at $302 million or $232 per person. The cost of a pair of walking shoes is about $50. So for each of the messages, there's a cost factor built in. We are now talking about running this campaign to educate people, to run the campaign again, but with a health reform message to try and educate people about the prevention aspects of health reform. So we're also part of the Multi-State Learning Collaborative, and part of our goals in the Multi-State Learning Collaborative are to work towards accreditation. And so we were a little bit confused when accreditation came out, and we'd done the National Public Health Performance Standards, and should we repeat them, or should we just go with accreditation, and how do they relate to one another? And what we decided is that we would begin to prepare for accreditation, and we would look at the three prerequisites for accreditation, those being strategic planning, a state health assessment, and a state health plan. So the first thing we did is we hired a consultant to work with us to do our strategic map, and it was a fabulous 2 days out of the office. We came out of there with a working strategic map with our overall goal of demonstrating measurable improvements in health and well-being, and then with 6 strategic priorities, and you can see on the bottom, there was a foundational priority that was to develop and implement a public health performance management system, because we believed that unless we had that, we could not measure our work and we wouldn't know if we were successful in any of our strategic priorities. So this is meeting sort of prerequisite one for accreditation, and now we have internal work teams working on this. We selected priorities for year one, creative work groups, have work plans, and we're now at the end of our first quarter of assessing our accomplishments. So the next step was to work on our state health assessment, and that's when we asked ASTO to assist us and provide technical assistance. And so the first thing we did is we looked at the Public Health Accreditation Board definition of a state health assessment, and it talks about regularly and systematically collecting, analyzing, and making available information on the health of a state, including health status, needs, and other studies, and assist and adapt in responding to health problems and moving towards strengths and resources. So the first thing we did, and we asked ASTO to help us, is to look at what other states had done in developing a state health assessment or state health report. So we looked at Oklahoma, Iowa, and Washington. We were lucky that we were part of a Multi-State Learning Collaborative. We were able to do a site visit to Oklahoma and look at how they did their state health report. And then ASTO provided us with a lot of assistance looking at Florida, Montana, Illinois. They helped us look at criteria for selection for a state health report, and they looked at our plan and said that we were moving in the right direction to meet the FAB standards. We decided we needed an aim for what our state health assessment would be, and that it was to provide health profiles to assist states and regions to set priorities and improve health. We didn't want this to be a report that nobody read and sat on people's shelf. We wanted to use it for action. Some of our decisions and challenges were deciding on who the audience is for this report. We still don't have, I would say, consensus among our own staff about who the audience is for this report. But I, and I'm the one talking today, strongly believe that this report is for public health practitioners to make decisions about what are the priorities in New Hampshire and what do we need to do about that. The approach that we took is we are using the social determinants of health model. We started with the indicators that were in the county health rankings that came out last year. But for New Hampshire, we don't have services delivered by counties, so that didn't make a lot of sense for us. So we wanted to take those and break them out by our public health regions. We talked a lot about format. Do we want a hard copy, web-based, report card, at a glance? What do we want this to look like? And we decided we wanted it to be a hard copy initially, but then we would put it up on the web and we would add to it, and it would be a living document that we could change over time. The next big challenge was, what indicators should we use, how many, and how would we choose those? So again, we started with the county health rankings. We got all our EPIs together in one room, which can be a dangerous thing, and had some criteria to select what those might look like, and I'll show you what those were. And then we asked, you know, what do we want this report to be right now? And what can we add later? And then time and resources have been huge. We're in the middle of doing this right now, and we have a lot of stressed out people sitting in our offices. So again, for the indicators, again, we use the county health rankings. We added some key indicators for New Hampshire, and we used an indicator sorting tool that we adapted from Oklahoma. So these are the indicators, the criteria that we use to look at what indicators should we use. And we looked at impact. Are there national benchmarks? Are there state benchmarks? Can we make a difference in these using best practices? Is an emerging public health issue? Can we meaningfully measure it? Does it link to other measures? Is it available? And then also, can we look at this by public health region? So we basically went through all the indicators we had and had this matrix to help us decide which ones to select. Currently we have 60, although some of those have been merged together. This was originally going to be a very short, you know, pithy document, but public health people are their own worst enemy, I guess. So anyway, we're arranged by chapters, and you can see, again, we follow the social determinants model, and these are the various chapters that we're using. As I said, it's a work in progress. We asked each of our program areas to write the narrative about their indicators relative to them. We used a style guide that we adapted from Oklahoma as well, so that people were hopefully writing in a similar voice, but that still doesn't happen even when you ask people to do it. Then we had three editors reading it to make sure that we had the so what message for each of the indicators, and then it just didn't sort of speak on and on and on. Now we have it with one person for a final edit from just so we're all sort of talking with the same voice, pulling out quotes about the same sort of thing. Then it will go to layout and design. Our first iteration at this point, we decided because we wanted to get it out before a change in administration in our state. Will be just a state report, though there are some local regional differences that come out in disparities. But in our second iteration, we will do a page per region on all the indicators. We do have an at-a-glance that I'm very excited about. We looked at lots of different sort of scorecards and rankings. And so we have an at-a-glance page that looks at, it's a thumbs up, thumbs down, or thumbs across, and also looks at trends for each of the indicators. If there wasn't a national ranking to compare to, we just look at trends. So at-a-glance, people will be able to at least get a look at what's going on. And then we're working on the intro, which kind of tells the big so what story. Our next steps, as I said, we'll do regional assessments. We'll be putting this on the web and linking it to in-depth data if people want more information. Actually, some of what I put in here has changed since I wrote this. It looks like we're going to have a bigger entity other than just our public health department working on a state health plan, which could be a good thing or not. How that plays out, I'm not certain at this point, but we will have a state health plan, and then if we do have to narrow that down to a public health plan, we will do that. Once we do that, we'll revisit our strategic plan, because that is what the public health piece of the whole state plan, and we'll begin working on self-assessment for accreditation in December. And that is it. Are we taking questions at the end? So I guess we can take a question or two now. Yeah.
I'm wondering about engagement of community stakeholder partners, business people, chamber of commerce, those kind of folks. In Utah, we're getting ready in a couple of weeks to have a middle battles conversation of our own, and we've decided to just invite the sort of the unusual suspects in the room. And I'm wondering if you thought about that, if you have any experience with that.
Well, so this is our report, and it, we didn't involve anybody in the, you know, planning of writing the report. But I think that as we take it out, I mean, my plan was to take this out and do a map sort of process with it. But what's happening, as I understand it, is we're going to be doing planning at a level higher than the department. So we have, for example, an organization called the Citizens Health Initiative in New Hampshire that was a group appointed by the governor to work on health planning. The state, our universities, so this is going to go up to a higher level, and at that point I believe that businesses and some of those stakeholders will be involved. Yes.
When you talk about involving other agencies, are you talking about some of the emergency functions that many of the states are doing and the federals are doing? So, for example, like EMS, to bring that together into one document, or what other partners specifically were you talking about?
For the planning or for the report?
Well, you were talking about perhaps taking it to a different level or a higher level than some others. And, you know, there's a national emergency functions like EFA that talks about EMS and public health working together. Is that what you were referring to?
No, I'm referring to, you know, we are in a super agency. Public health is in the Department of Health and Human Services. So instead of this being just a division of public health services, public health plan, it's going to be part of a bigger health plan. I'm sure it will consider some of the, a lot of the health reform components of the ACA. We'll be working with the Citizens Health Initiative group that's looking at things like accountable care organizations, health insurance exchanges. So I think it's going to be bigger. You know, we have plans for emergency preparedness, huge plans for emergency preparedness. So how that folds in, I'm not exactly sure at this point. Yes.
And yes, how often would you repeat or update the sort of data collection and update the indicators? And in terms of data management and display, your sort of web-based dashboard, are you doing that with internal resources or are you contracting out?
Yeah, thank you. Oh, that's a good question. So I think we're hoping to update this every year, but this is our first time out of the gate with a report like this. Our biggest partner in terms of putting it on the web and helping us with some of the data is one of our universities. And the reason I think that we are such good partners stems from having done the National Public Health Performance Standards and looking at a system. And they have tremendous capabilities, and they're also a recipient of the CDC Assessment Initiative grant. So we've been working together on that. So as far as data collection analysis, we've been working very closely, and they will help us.
Question for you.
Yeah.
On the assessment or health status report, have you had discussions about does this document replace Healthy New Hampshire 2020? Or will you have another document?
So we had a Healthy People 2010 initiative that went nowhere in New Hampshire. We did a lot of planning and did a nice glossy, you know, handout, and then nothing happened to it. And so when we did the National Public Health Performance Standards, people were very cynical about planning. And so we feel it's really important to keep the momentum. So not having had the 2020 indicators, we didn't wait for that. But I think as they come out, I forget, I heard some ridiculous number of indicators there are.
1,200,
yeah. So I think what we will do over time is look at the ones that we have selected for this report and look at what are the targets for 2020 and what makes sense for New Hampshire. Because as you know, being from Maine, a lot of times the indicators aren't applicable to a state with the demographics that we have. Yes. Oh, we use the NACHO accreditation readiness tool, but we adapted it for New Hampshire since we don't have local public health. We had sort of this three-part answer. They did a self-assessment on the standards, and then they did, they had brought in their regional partners who validated that self-assessment, and then they did an assessment for their regional partners. So that's how we approached that. We adapted the tool. Yes. Hi, Patrick. Patrick's doing our financial assessment. I've never met him.
One of the cool things that New Hampshire is doing is that they have a fairly formal inventory of the informal partners, which is other people like a church who runs an outreach thing or something like that. They've got a fairly formal inventory of that. They're going to be bringing in some models. So, a lot of different resources.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.